the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 10th, 2016. We're in hour one of the broadcast. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I've got a lot of news and information that I want to cover. I think I've got some very interesting things to share with you tonight. Also, in the third hour, I am going to be playing Kelvin Alfred Strom's broadcast from last Saturday. It's only about 20 minutes. For those of you that have doubts about Trump, I think you'll find this very, very interesting. And also, in the third hour, I'm going to play an interview Dr. Patrick Slattery and Pastor Dankoff did in the last week. I think you'll find that very interesting as well. You know, last week I did the an in-depth really into Pizzagate in the first hour, and I guess I can't keep away from studying this story. It's just amazing. I'm going to be getting into it a little bit more in the second hour. And as you probably well know, a gentleman, Edgar Madison Welch, went last Sunday and drove from North Carolina to Washington, D.C. and fired a gun off inside the Comet Ping Pong Pizza location there in Washington. As odd as that would be, that is a neighboring county. This gentleman is from about 20 miles away. I don't know him at all. I don't know that he's ever heard this broadcast or anything else, but he obviously was looking into Pizzagate. So when that story broke Sunday, I couldn't help but just wonder, because of him being from this area. You know, I'll say it again. There is a lot of people that have bought into the mainstream media, some for decades, that now, because of the rise of Donald Trump, because of the revelation of all this fake news, the mainstream media just going bonkers. You know, I think it was about 4 weeks ago. I'm not sure what the date was. I'd have to look it up. But when I had said the new buzzword, look out, it's going to be fake news. That's going to be the buzzword. That's all they're going to want to talk about. Everything's fake. They're a bunch of lies and fakery, which we've discussed. I believe they're in a little bit of a panic mode. And we're going to be getting into that. Now, the first thing I wanted to do this hour, if you have not read or heard, if I don't know, you know, what other broadcasters maybe are covering or not covering all the time, but the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act that was passed this week unanimously by the Senate, we're going to discuss that first. But before we get into that, on my website I have a story. And I want everyone to go that can to thealternativemedia.com and check out this story. Send a political prisoner a Christmas card. It was done by the Daily Stormer, and it gives the address of a lot of people that are in prison right now for their political beliefs, for memes, for songs. It's just unreal. And the reason I'm starting off with that tonight is this story that I'm going to do first, which is coming from the nationalvanguard.org, and what a great job Chris Rossetti did on the story. But this is where they are attempting to take this country, and this has already passed the Senate, and this is some of what we've discussed with the rush to pass through legislation before Trump gets into office, perhaps. But You know, who knows what Trump will do with this? I don't want to put my cards in the Trump basket to stop this, but you really need to listen to the text of the bill when I get to it here shortly. And I'm going to be reading from the National Vanguard, National Vanguard story, and it's on the website right now if you want to go to it. Now, it begins by saying this act directly violates the First Amendment and would make accusing Jews as a people or Israel as a state of inventing or exaggerating the Holocaust into a crime. The machinery of government typically works really, really slow. But the Senate didn't wait a moment to pass the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2016, just 2 days after it was introduced by Senator Bob Casey and Tim Scott, and later co-sponsored by, yes, you guessed it, Senator Lindsey Graham. And also Michael Bonet was a sponsor. If you want to look it up, it's S-10, and it will forever be known in the congressional record. Passed by unanimous consent last Thursday, and a companion bill has been sent to the House Committee on the Judiciary. The act claims to give the Department of Education the necessary statutory tools at their disposal to investigate anti-Jewish incidents on college campuses, and defines unfair political opposition to Israel as anti-Semitism. In doing so, it places criticism of Israel or of Jews in a new special category outside the protection of the First Amendment. The bill is a large first step toward making anti-Semitism actually illegal, and states it will provide for the consideration of a definition of anti-Semitism for the enforcement of federal anti-discrimination laws concerning education programs or activities, which it justifies by invoking Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin. It gives the federal government the authority to investigate ideas, to investigate thoughts and political positions as violations of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 by specifically invoking the broad and never voted on language of the 2010 State Department memo attempting to define anti-Semitism. It empowers the federal goons to police our thoughts on behalf of Jewish groups who pushed for the bill. In total contradiction of its own language, the very last section of the bill includes this provision: nothing in this act or an amendment made by this act shall be construed to diminish or infringe upon any right protected under the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. So I am I'm going to read it as it appears published in the Congressional Record. But I'm not going to read the act verbatim because it would be a little bit lengthy. But in the beginning of it, after it goes into the Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent, at the beginning of it, it goes into some of these acts that have happened at some of these colleges. Now, Mr. Casey, Mr. President, I rise today along with my colleague from South Carolina to talk about a bill we have introduced entitled the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2016. Let me say first that I wish we were living in a time when we would not have to introduce legislation like this. But unfortunately, what we have seen over a long period of time, and I think a problem that is getting worse, is the rising tide of anti-Semitism in substantial sectors of our society. We have, in fact, a rise in the incidents of religious discrimination and religiously motivated hate crimes. To say that this is unacceptable, even an American, is an understatement. We have to take action at long last to do what we can in the U.S. Senate, and I hope in the House as well, to not just speak out against anti-Semitism, but to take action which will lead to a better strategy to deal with it. What do I mean by that? Well, it is simple. It is about definitions, and it is about making sure the federal agencies, such as the Department of Education, do their job when it comes to combating anti-Semitism. We know that one piece of legislation is not somehow going to magically eradicate anti-Semitism. We don't have that naive hope. But what we do believe is that if we don't take action, the problem is only going to get worse. Some of the problem, frankly, is on our college campuses. And I know that it's true. Unfortunately and regrettably, in my home state of Pennsylvania, we don't have time to list every incident, every action, every terrible example of this. But I will provide some for the record. And it goes into some of these various, painting a swastika and whatever. You know, I think some of these have been, have actually been a false flag type of event. But what have you? But now, isn't it amazing that our esteemed senators unanimously can come together quickly in 2 days to pass such legislation? They're not worried about affirmative action being government-sponsored racism. They're not worried about 30,000 white women raped by blacks annually in America. They're not even worried about our elderly and their cost of living and the mistreatment of our veterans or our $20 trillion past bankrupt. No. They're worried about anti-Semitism. Isn't that interesting? Now, it goes on to say, over past several years, there has been a sharp rise in religiously motivated hate crimes, particularly on our college universities. Campuses all over America, according to the FBI, close to 60% of these crimes were due to anti-Jewish sentiments. From 2014 to 2015, we saw the number of reported incidents double. Let me say that one more time. In 1 year, we saw doubling of the incidents on religious discrimination on college campuses. Isn't it? Now it's religious. It's not racial. It's religious. Make sure you keep that in mind. And vast majority of those issues and situations focused on the Jewish community. There were 90 anti-Jewish incidents reported at 60 schools last year, compared to 47 incidents on 43 campuses the year before. And he goes on to say, these numbers are just staggering. But did you listen to that? 90 incidents at 60 schools. And I think it was, from what I read in it, it was mainly, just drawings or statements or social media, It's not rioting with murders like Black Lives Matter is committed. It's nothing like that. But 90 incidents at 60, and we have to have literally an act of Congress is justified over this. These are the same colleges that when Richard Spencer goes to speak in Texas, they have to open up an entire stadium for the scared and that they actually even had therapy. I think they actually had therapy pets there for the people, the college students, these big crybaby whiners that they want all of this equality until someone comes along and actually is standing up for the white race. And then they need to go clutch the ones that are not being held off by the riot police because Richard Spencer come to speak to a crowd of about, 200 people. These social justice warriors run over and have to have their therapy pets because a supposed white nationalist has shown up. I mean, I'm so sick of this hypocrisy. I have absolutely no problem with anyone that wants to advocate the advancement of the Hispanic people, that wants to be a great activist for their cause. I don't mind if they peacefully are doing it. If it's black activists promoting the betterment of their people in whatever way, shape, or form, I don't mind if it's black nationalists that want to separate and live on their own estates or whatever. I'm fine with that. But the ultimate hypocrisy is, while white people, seem to feel the same way, don't care. Obviously, we certainly don't do anything about it. But if a Richard Spencer shows up and wants to speak, well, by golly, it's the biggest, and we got to bring out the mob. Well, we've got to have a riot if at all possible. We've got to have riot police. We've got to have therapy pets for all the words come to mind that I guess I shouldn't use, but for for these cucked out super wussy college kids. I mean, unbelievable. Back to the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Our proposed legislation uses the very definition of anti-Semitism adopted by the U.S. State Department Special Envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism. This important clarification will provide necessary direction to assist officials and administrators to understand when anti-Semitic activities are occurring by clarifying exactly what anti-Semitism is. We will leave no question as to what it constitutes. An illegal what constitutes an illegal anti-Semitic incident. Now, it goes on to say, Mr. Portman, Mr. President, I would like to thank Senator Scott and Casey for their work on this important legislation, particularly as it relates to anti-Semitism. I am supporting them, blah, 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 blah. And now we're going to get into a little bit more of what this actually says. Now, anti-Semitism remains a persistent, disturbing problem in elementary and secondary schools and on college campuses. Now, did you read that? This thing says this is a problem in elementary school. In grade school. I'm not talking about college here. I'm talking about elementary children's school. This is what the bill says, unanimously passed Senate. And on college, 90 incidents across the entire country in 1 year. I don't think that's, would really be. I mean, how many incidents would we have of black on white crime? I mean, it would be stacked out. I mean, just look at Chicago. And that's black on black. I mean, but this constitutes an act of Congress. Now, here we go. For the purpose of this act, the term, definition, anti-Semitism. Now, listen to this now. Get ready. This is going to be some of the law you're going to be living under. Includes the definition of anti-Semitism set forth by the Special Envoy to Monitor and Combat Anti-Semitism of the Department of State in the fact sheet issued June 8, 2010, as adopted from the working definitions of anti-Semitism of the European Monitoring Center on Racism, now known as the European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights. All right, now isn't that interesting? They're saying that they are getting their definitions straight from what the EU uses. And I think everyone listening to this broadcast has probably listened enough to me go over the plight of, and I'm going to be having to do another story tonight on Jonathan Bonehill. Just hang on. We'll get to that. Now, here we go. This is the part you've been waiting for, and I know the break's going to interrupt this, but we will come back and continue on. This is what they want to make illegal here in America on college campuses and elementary school and really for everybody in the United States. Also, making demonizing or stereotypical allegations about Jews as such, or the power of Jews as a collective, especially but not exclusively, the myth about a world Jewish conspiracy. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Ferry. I'm back in a moment.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find gain some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, and I am going through the full text of the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act as passed by the Senate, S-10. Now, this is the part that I wanted you to hear, so here we go. Making dehumanizing or demonizing or stereotypical allegations about Jews as such, or the power of Jews as a collective, especially but not exclusively, the myth about a world Jewish conspiracy or of Jews controlling the media, economy, government, or other institutions. How about that? Accusing, number two, accusing Jews as a people of being responsible for real or imagined wrongdoing committed by a single Jewish person or group, the state of Israel, or even for acts committed by non-Jews. Now listen to that one now. Just accusing Jews as a people of being responsible for real or imagined wrongdoing committed by a single Jewish person or group or the state of Israel. So you couldn't say anything about anything. Accusing the Jews as a people or Israel as a state of inventing or exaggerating the Holocaust. There it is. Accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or to the alleged priorities of Jews worldwide than to the interests of their own nations. This is what they have voted to make illegal. Examples of the way in which anti-Semitism manifests itself with regards to the state of Israel, taking into account the overall context, could include demonizing Israel, using the symbols and images associated with classic anti-Semitism to characterize Israel or Israelis. Drawing comparisons of contemporary Israel or contemporary Israeli policy to that of the Nazis. Blaming Israel for all inter-religious or political tensions. Applying a double standard by requiring of it a behavior not expected or demanded by any other democratic nation. Multilateral organizations focusing on Israel only for peace or human rights investigations. So this is the text. This is the meat right here. And you can see exactly where they want to bring to America what they've already got in place in Germany and France and Great Britain and Canada and many of the other European countries. They want to make this the special class of people to whom you can never bring accusation, no matter what. And with, there's not much you can get the Senate. Well, I don't know, if all 100 took part, but I'd have to look that up. But it was unanimous. Okay. I don't think that it'll be any problem for this to at least pass the House of Representatives. Now, what Donald Trump will do with it, I don't know. But this is absolutely, absolutely where they are taking us. And, the interesting thing, now I don't get to listen to a lot of the broadcasts. I did hear some of the morning shows this week, and very few discussing this. And I think this is one we had better take a real good look at, because if Hillary Clinton was going in as the next president, oh, you could certainly expect all of that and more. I don't know. I really don't know if Donald Trump, where he'll land on that. It wouldn't surprise me if he went right along with it. I mean, Fox News reported this week President-elect Donald Trump had picked Goldman Sachs veteran Gary Kahn to head up the National Economic Council. Kahn has worked for Goldman Sachs more than two decades. It's starting to be a little bit alarming. But this, if this goes into place, and it very well may, then what will we see in the future? Well, we will see situations like I've been covering now for some time about Joshua Bonehill. Now, Joshua Bonehill is in prison right now in Great Britain for a cartoon that he drew and some memes and a protest that he was putting together. He hasn't hurt anyone. These are thought crimes. And really what they are advocating or putting in place, it's already in place in so many of these countries, is anything that shines light on the truth through cartoons, memes, songs, satire, blogs, must all bow down before the regime's ideology of political correctness. This is what their wet dream come true. And it is well underway now in the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act here in America. Now, we'll talk about Jonathan Bonehill on the other side of the break. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. Now, just after reading the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, I wanted to run down just a little bit of a list of people that are undergoing persecution right now. Now, some of these may be on the story that I was telling you. Go to thealternativemedia.com and scroll down under breaking news. Send a political prisoner a Christmas card. Actually, I picked a few of these. There's several. You can just pick one or two if you can and maybe send these political prisoners a Christmas card. In case you've not heard of any of this, check this out. Ian Millard, a barrister, that's a lawyer, who is willing to speak out in favor of white survival and against those who fund and control the mainstream political parties. He tells who owns the banks, Hollywood, the mass media, the entertainment industry, the trade in precious metals and minerals, academia, the NGOs, the secret societies, the pornography industry, the organized crime, the gambling, who funds, promotes, and encourages feminism, abortionism, transgenderism, multiculturalism, mass immigration, cultural Marxism, atheism, etc. Spoke out, and he has already been expelled from practicing law. Now, you've heard me mention Joshua Bonehill several times, and they're trying to give this guy life in prison by trying him over and over again. Now, this past week, the jury at the Old Bailey only took 1 hour and 15 minutes to find him guilty of racially aggravated harassment. And he's facing a possible now extra 2 years in jail for several writings and cartoons featuring Jewish MP Luciana Berger, one with the body of a rat and one with a baby with the face of African MP Chuka Yuma, I think, and one being spanked by MP David Miliband. Now, this is extremely tame compared to Charlie Hebdo magazine standards, and this is from a Daily Stormer story. Moreover, it is to be expected that a politician living lavishly off the public purse and in the public sphere and supposedly serving the public interest may be the brunt of a fair amount of criticism, some of it even rather vulgar, some of it satirical, but some also directed at the underlying ethnic reasons for the choices so made, and this would have been... He's already been sentenced to 3.5 years. He's in prison now. And now they're trying to claim that these different cartoons are different counts and he needs to be tried separately. And they've already tried him separately now on another count. And he's not been sentenced, but they're thinking that they could possibly add two years to his 5.5 year sentence. Now, at the end of, defending him this week, his lawyer said race is part of the political discourse and it is often dealt with in offensive ways. The provisions of free speech are there to entitle us to offend other people. The defendant gave expression to a particular population of white men who have been left behind by this left-wing change in this country. When people have nothing, all they have left is racial pride. There has been an erosion of their right to exist. And you have to say that that is very well said. And I'll follow this story and let you know what they sentenced him with. And his address, I'm pretty sure, is in that list if you wanted to send him a Christmas card. Now, also this week, Lawrence Burns is on trial in Cambridge for various political incorrect Facebook posts and a speech he gave outside the U.S. Embassy in London at a demonstration commemorating the life of David Lane. I hope everyone listening to this knows who that is. Where Lawrence allegedly said that Jews were parasites busy creating a mongrel race out of the people that they rule. So he is on trial. Now, Facebook posts by these people espousing so much tolerance has advocated violence against him and encouraged people to follow him home and do him in. No prosecutions pending in that direction. His house in Cambridge is currently under siege and his address was published by the authorities. Compare this to the anonymity granted to the Jews funding the Brexit legal challenge in the Supreme Court in London. Ditto for those behind the Community Security Trust and other such charities that spends hundreds of thousands of pounds aggressively pushing their interest. This is some of the, some of the hypocrisy. Now, Allison Chalbots, it's Chabloz, a talented English lady married to a Swiss man, has several legal cases pending brought about by a number of private but powerful Jewish organizations. Her first is Thursday, December 15th at Westminster Magistrates Court at 9:30 a.m. For the crime of writing and singing a song called Survivors. You couldn't make this stuff up. And she made fun of several self-confessed imposters and fraudsters who claim to have suffered in the Holocaust, but were found and admitted to be false and made only in order to obtain lucrative publishing contracts, film rights, and merely for eliciting sympathy and the limelight. So she creates a song, and, you know, there's been several of these. So there's been someone in America that was on Oprah and whatnot, and it all came out that their whole story was bogus. So she made a song about it, and she's going to court. Paul Pitt is to face trial for organizing the perfectly legal and lawful No More Refugees marches in Dover. The authorities allowed 650,000 invaders into Britain last year, and the man who organized the demonstration is now on trial. Jack Renshaw, 21-year-old, is facing prosecution for two sets of comments, one at a private meeting of the Yorkshire Forum, where in a debate he said something allegedly along the lines of Hitler's major mistake was to show the Jews so much mercy, and on Blackpool Beach in Lancashire to a pro-white rally where he apparently said the refugee problem is part of a bigger problem. It's a symptom of a disease. That disease is international Jewry. So, you know, there's actually some more I could go on, but I just wanted to share with you the fact that although this hasn't came to America, it is absolutely in the wings. This is where they want to take us. We're probably not that far away. And this is the thought crimes. It's 1984 and 2017. And it's where you don't have freedom of speech. That's what they want to take away. And you don't have freedom of speech on Twitter and Facebook. They've already, they have taken, you know, I've said it before, and I think it's worth saying again. They have made racism the new buzzword constantly. Everything is about racism. And they are trying to make the white race shudder in the corner when they bring out this word. And we're going to see more and more of this, just like we're going to see more and more of the fake news. Let's play video number two. Hillary Clinton didn't give a speech since her concession speech, and she spoke at I think we're finally ridding ourselves of that worthless piece of trash, Harry Reid. And Hillary Clinton spoke at that event this week. Let's play that clip now if we can. Number two. This is Hillary
Clinton.
Briefly,
one thread in particular that should concern all Americans, Democrats, Republicans, and independents alike, especially those who serve in our Congress. The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year. It's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences. This isn't about politics or partisanship. Lives are at risk. Lives of ordinary people just trying to go about their days to do their jobs, contribute to their communities. It's a danger that must be addressed, and address quickly. Bipartisan legislation is making its way through Congress to boost the government's response to foreign propaganda, and Silicon Valley is starting to grapple with the challenge and threat of fake news. It's imperative that leaders in both the private sector and the public sector step up to protect our democracy and innocent lives.
Now, did you check that out? Lives are at risk over this fake news. Fake news changed the election. She would have won if it hadn't been for this abundance of fake news everywhere. And it's killing people. Lives are at risk over it. We got to save those lives from that fake news. Now, the Washington Post goes full treason, fabricates entire story falsely claiming Trump won because of the Russian hacks. Now, this is a Natural News story. This was in the news this past week. The Washington Post has finally committed its most desperate act of credibility suicide, publishing a blatantly false, fabricated story that now claims Russia directly interfered with the election to deliver a victory to Donald Trump. This is in the RSS feed of Natural News on my website. The Washington Post story does not name a single source for the accusation, and the obviously fabricated story serves primarily to provide cover for a previous story the Washington Post also faked and then got caught faking. Journalism at the Washington Post, in other words, has developed to the point where new fake stories are published to try to bolster the fabrication of their old fake stories. And all of them feed into the paranoid delusion of the hysterical left, which has now entered the realm of clinically diagnosable mental illness when it comes to the excuse for why Hillary Clinton lost the election to Donald Trump. Next, we'll hear tinfoil hat theories that aliens or Bigfoot stole the election. The delusional liberal media is now widely circulating the Washington Post story as fact, citing the Washington Post as their source, even though the Post cited no person whatsoever. This is how the circle of delusion works in the bubble of liberal media. Once the media source fabricates a piece of fake news, then they all repeat it, citing each other as credible sources until the entire population of gullible Democrats believe the false narrative. I mean, it is absurd, this hysteria that they've whipped themselves into about fake news. Heck, the alternative media has done the job. The mainstream, we wouldn't even know. I tell you what, DailyStormer.com. You can go to Drudge Report and DailyStormer.com and RT.com. You can go to those three websites and get your news, and you'll know more about what's really going on. And if you really want to go a step further, throw in the NewObserverOnline.com to find out what's going on in Europe, and you'll be there. Now, Donald Trump blasted the story. These are the same people that said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, said the Trump transition team. The election ended a long time ago in one of the biggest electoral college victories in history. It is now time to move on and make America great again, RNC spokesman Sean Spicer also lashed out at the false Washington Post fake news report. The intelligence is wrong, Spicer said. It didn't happen. We offered the New York Times conclusive proof that it didn't happen. They ignored it. They refused to look at it because it doesn't fit their narrative. On January 21st, 2017, one of the most important acts President Trump can initiate is the arrest and indictment of seditious Washington Post operatives who are actively working against the interest and national security of the United States of America. The wholesale fabrication of false news stories by the Post with the intended impact of denying Donald Trump the White House is an act of sedition against this nation. It means the Washington Post, far from functioning as part of the free press to keep the government honest, has decided to use its remaining influence to overthrow the government through the use of strategic falsified articles that are timed to sway electoral voters to throw their votes away from Donald Trump. Now, I'm reading from the Natural News story, Mike Adams, and that is exactly the truth. In fabricating these blatantly false news stories, the Washington Post is not engaged in journalism or an expression of free speech. The degree of news fakery and malicious interference with the election is, ironically, exactly what the Post ridiculously accuses Russia of doing. And that is it's exactly right. If you had any real journalism, if you know, Lester Cuckold or any of the rest of this mainstream, this is proof. This should be proof, not to RBN listeners, not to listeners of the alternative media, but to public John Doe, Mr. John Doe, out there, normal, average, that your mainstream media is nothing more than a lapdog prostitute working their agenda. I mean, thank God you've got an internet where you can go get some actual news and information. I mean, back to the article, this is precisely the kind of deeply malicious, misleading, and knowingly false propaganda that the Trump administration must halt. The First Amendment does not protect malicious anti-American speech that is intended to overthrow the legitimately and democratically elected President of the United States, it's time to call for the arrest and prosecution of Washington Post propaganda operatives who are literally staging a soft coup via coordinated media fabrications. I mean, that is very well said and very well written, and it's absolutely the truth. And I mean, it couldn't have been more blatant through this past election. Now, moving around a bit, this is from the NewObserverOnline.com. L.A. County to hide invaders. You know what? The people in California must be nuts. You know, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors has voted to protect the data and identities of the over 1.5 million illegal invaders living in the region in order to prevent them from being deported by the incoming Trump administration. Isn't that interesting? Now, all the rest of the while, when we were under Barack Obama or George W. Bush, and the illegals could just come and go, well, by golly, it was fine. Let's slap driver's license on them. Let's give them free education in California. Let them practice law. You know, no matter what the people vote, it doesn't matter. But here comes Trump. And he might actually, at least he's paying lip service that he might actually do something about this insanity. And they're already moving. They want to keep their illegals. They want to give them safe haven. You know, it wouldn't bother me, I guess, since I live in North Carolina, to give them all of California, but I don't think that would be fair. But of course, according to Don Adbo, I think they've already got it. The existing Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Task Force will be converted into a County Immigration Protection Task Force responsible for developing and recommending strategies for protecting the invaders. How about that? And you know, Rahm Emanuel, who traveled to Trump Tower to give a letter to Donald Trump this past week about how he wanted to, not deport anyone and give amnesty to the Dreamers and blah, 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 blah. I hope Trump just throwed that in the nearest wastebasket. But, you know, they can't stand the fact that someone may actually do something about this mass invasion that is destroying this country demographically, and it's not helping us economically. I don't care what anyone says. It is the bad far outweighs the good. Now, according to the statement by one of the we'll talk about the bill on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In the studio, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I'd like to say, last week I got one of the largest responses from listeners that I've gotten in a long time, and some of it was about the Pizzagate coverage. Some of it was about the playing some of the National Vanguard or playing an interview from Patrick. But it was a lot of people enjoyed it. So I believe it was a lot of the Pizzagate coverage. But I wanted to thank everyone that emailed me about that. But yeah, we're talking about Los Angeles County to hide invaders, according to the statement by one of the motion sponsors, First District Supervisor Hilda L. Salas. The motion will direct the county to take an urgent look at what changes, revisions, or additions need to be made prior to the inauguration of Donald Trump. Salas, who previously served as Barack Obama's Secretary of Labor, said in her statement that the multifaceted motion calls for an analysis from different county departments, a new task force, and protection of the identities and the data of all immigrants in the county. She's talking about protecting them from the federal government. Furthermore, the Office of Education, Chief Information Officer, County Council, and the Sheriff's Department will report back to the board in 30 days with their findings and determine the best strategy to defend Los Angeles County immigrants. The new County Immigrant Protection Task Force will be ordered to report back within 45 days on the feasibility of creating a more permanent countywide office or department of immigration affairs. So the taxpayers there are supposed to pay their sheriff's department and their county commissioners to hide the illegal immigrants from the federal government of the United States. I mean, it's crazy. The county will also be tasked with analyzing what the potential funding impacts on the county would look like if Trump follows through on his threats to cut funding to so-called sanctuary cities. So yeah, they're not liking that part, are they? The motion marks the first step of many that we will take to defend our immigrant communities and their rights. The board directed a task force to evaluate all the ways in which the county departments help the invaders and how funding for these programs could be affected and changes at the federal level. It also asked the task force to look at the county's authority to prevent federal immigration enforcement at courts, schools, and hospitals. So Los Angeles County, you want to keep all that crime and keep all of the negative effects that this has had, that anyone can look at and see that this is not good for a prosperous future to have a borderless country. Have at it, Los Angeles. It really doesn't make any difference to me. I think you're lost completely anyway. It just boggles my mind when you see the ridiculous absurdity and stupidity displayed in this country on every level, everywhere you look. I'm like a lot of you out there. At times I just feel like it's so utterly hopeless. You know, I watched Gone with the Wind. My wife got Gone with the Wind, and we watched it. And, you know, when you look at that society, and I know it's about, you know, the war with North and South, but if you look at society, just, and I know it's a movie, but if you look at the changes that we have went through since then, it's all downward. All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll continue with the news next hour. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Barron. Stay with me.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is